Some Zimbabweans say it is clear that the First Lady is now inching closer to the country's executive arm of the state as she wants to eliminate suspected enemies like Mnangagwa and members of this alleged ZANU-PF faction calling itself Team Lacoste. Several top ZANU-PF officials aligned to this group have already been suspended in the Midlands province, viewed as Mnangagwa's stronghold, and other regions. Expelled former ZANU-PF legislator Temba Muliswa, who is also a coordinator of the Youth Advocates for Reform and Democracy, said the First Lady is currently eliminating perceived stumbling blocks as she is destined for the highest office in Zimbabwe.
Manjuru is no more in terms of power in ZANU-PF. Mnangagwa is as good as gone. When he's gone, who's left? This is where they shall see the truth. She is next.
Independent political commentator Ernest Mzengi concurred, saying President Mugabe knows what his wife is doing as he is trying to secure the future of his family by ensuring that Ms. Mugabe is in charge of the executive arm of the state.
It could happen. If the North Korean president left his very young son, what would stop President Mugabe from wanting or desiring to have the throne remaining within his family?
Another independent political commentator, Fortune Gwaze, said while Ms. Mugabe has in the past said she was not vying for the highest office, recent developments in ZANU-PF point to a different direction.
From her statement on Friday, where she categorically stated that I do not aspire to be, you know, to rule because I'm already ruling, you know, also points to, you know, the fact that she is angling to succeed her husband.
But Muliswa said even if Ms. Mugabe is appointed ZANU-PF presidential candidate for the 2018 elections, she is not sellable to the electorate.
She has no capacity to lead this country.
Another faction of the party calling itself Generation 40 is allegedly supporting Ms. Mugabe's moves. Some ordinary Zimbabweans have criticized the First Lady for a continued attack on Mnangagwa and some cabinet ministers, saying this was affecting government operations. Harare resident Malvin Mukundu said it is becoming difficult for Mnangagwa and his colleagues in the ruling party to discharge their duties when they are constantly attacked and dressed down in public.
For example, if you want to look at the STEM issue and the indigenization issue, where government business is now being interrupted or halted on lines of factionalism. So the First Lady is going on a rampage, perpetuating and making factionalism worse, which is now reflecting on government business.
But ZANU-PF activist Henry Janje said there is nothing wrong about what the First Lady is doing. He says while there are some few individuals who are disgruntled, the majority of people in the ruling party were fully behind her.
What she is doing right now is okay. It gives the party the image that they want it to be.
Democratic Party leader Uriah Izembe said Ms. Mugabe's behavior was very questionable and expect the president and ZANU-PF to rein her in.
We expect that the government machinery must actually be invoked to deal with the situation. Otherwise, this nation is headed for very, very serious social upheavals.
Ms. Mugabe last Friday attacked Mnangagwa and his supporters, accusing them of fanning factionalism and several other issues, among them attempting to kill her son, Bellarmine Chatunga, and corruption. Speaking at the same rally, Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko said it was not given that a Karanga would succeed President Mugabe in a move that has drawn widespread criticism. People's Democratic Party spokesman Jacob Mafume said Mboko's comments were an insult to the whole ethnic group and was uncalled for as it sets the country on a dangerous path. DP Zembe said presidents in Zimbabwe are not elected on tribal lines and Mboko must be charged for failing to defend the constitution as his utterances promote tribalism. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.